Good evening, everybody. Again, feel free to stay unmuted. I'm always happy to have everybody's feedback and comments as we go through things. So we're going to continue on the sugya that we had last week. I'm going to point out a couple of things to begin with. We'll just briefly read through the Gemara to refresh everybody's memory, and then we'll go back to it. Okay. Let's go back here. Earlier up on the Amud. Okay. Amar le Rav Hanan bar Rava le Rav Ashi. Rav Hanan bar Rava said to Rav Ashi, Emu Rabbanan, the rabbi said, Kama def shalash no yemishan inu yama tava. On the one hand, as we've been learning in the Gemara, change however you can on Yantif. Biha hani nashi de kamal yen chitzva yumaya biyama tava lom kumishanyan vilamrinu luvalo midi. He says, hey, what's up with these women? They come, they fill up their water, and they don't make any shinuyim when they bring it back. They're carrying without a shinui. Didn't we say that you have to make a shinui as much as possible? And you don't even protest. Amrlei said to him, Yishum de lo efshar, because it's impossible. Hey, Chaliyav, he says, what can you do? If you're going to say, Demal yuchatz rabat, demal yuchatz vazuta, kamefashi bilucha, if you would normally fill up with a large bucket, and now you're going to fill it up with a smaller bucket, then you're going to have to make more trips. If again you'd normally fill up small buckets and are going to fill up big buckets, then you're going to make it heavier. That's no good. If you're going to say cover it with covers, maybe it's going to fall down. You're going to come to bring it. If you're going to say tie it up, maybe it's going to untie itself and you're going to come to tie it on yantif. And if you're going to say again to even spread a sudar over it, like we suggested in the previous case. Maybe it's going to get in the water and you're going to come to do schita on a hilkach lo efshar, therefore it's impossible. This was the Gemara which we saw. We dealt with a few issues last week. We dealt with, first of all, the Girsos in the first case. We talked about Tosos, talked about the Rajpur. We're not going to get into that too much in the reasons of Mali b'chetz Rabba to Mali b'chetz Bazuta and vice versa. We then talked about the Girsos of the Gemara, Zimnin Dinafel v'asil isuye. And we proposed a couple of possibilities. We're going to get back to that in a moment. We talked a little bit about Tiktarei, Zimna Demufsik Vasil Miktarei. And we talked a little bit about Tifro Sudra Yilavei Zimna Demufsik Shemai Vasil Leschuta. Why was it different than the case above, where we did not have such a hashash, as well as other similar questions. So, in terms of, I want to first start by going back to Zimna Denafel Vasil Isuye. Can anybody tell me, I'm going to stop the screen share, how did we interpret that line of maybe it's going to fall down, you're going to come to bring it? What did we say to answer up how that could be? There was a very obvious question on it, which is namely, carrying on Yantif is actually mutter. So how can we make a gezerah that you might come to carry it and Rishus Rabin, that's mutter? So what was the answer that we gave?
Well, one answer we didn't give last week, but I was thinking about it. I don't think we gave it last week. Sometimes you can make something usher and Yantif because it's usher and Shabbos.
So you're saying, if I understand you correctly, you're saying, even though enachanami, this is completely mutter on Yantif, we're worried that you might come to do it on Shabbos.
Like a gzera?
Is that correct?
That's correct. I think that was in today's Daf Yomi, if I'm not mistaken, but that's
not so. So here's my issue with that. It's a very, very fine line between that and asering all of carrying on Yantif altogether. Mm-hmm. In this case, you're already carrying something outright on Yantif. So it's very strange to me, at least, to say, while you're physically, literally carrying something, we're worried that something may happen to the cover on top of what you're allowed to be legally carrying on Yantif, which may fall down, and since sometimes it falls down on Yantif, we're worried you're going to carry on Shabbos, but this situation can't happen on Shabbos, because it's only happening because you're carrying something which is mutter on Yantif. It seems to me a little bit of a far step to say that.
Well, don't we do that all the time? You say that you can't go out with certain clothing, with certain tafshitim, because you may take it off and show it to your friends, right? You know, I mean, there's that isser of Hotzah, where you're zim dishalfi, right? She has something beautiful she wants to show somebody. So you do have this situation where we...
But that's not where you're already doing the Isser. We don't say it's Asr to carry something on Yantif because you might come to carry something on Shabbos.
Maybe in this particular circumstances where it's a question of forgetfulness. that basically...
But the question of forgetfulness only happens when you're already carrying something, right? It's not like I could forget and take off my kippah. That I hear. Here we're talking about when you're carrying something, it could fall off. Like, it seems to me, again, the whole situation is only arising once you're already carrying the heter.
So an answer that you gave was it's an added burden.
Right. So, I want to finish, discussing this point. I don't think it's an invalid point in general. I just would think it hard to say that there's a gzera on Shabbos, meaning on Yontif Atu Shabbos, in this case.
There are certain circumstances in Shabbos where you're allowed to do certain some things as well. But then in the middle, it changes, right? You're allowed to walk around with certain clothing, with this or that, but you're not allowed to take it off in the middle and carry it. They take it off in the middle and show it to somebody, right?
Like
you're
correct. Going to the
place. Okay, so this is a kind of a parallel with something you're allowed to, don't say you should stop carrying on Yontif, okay? But these things where you might forget, where things happen against, they occur, like a mitasek, like you're not thinking about it, like you do it automatically.
Right.
So that kind of automatic thing they may have gazered, but they wouldn't make a gzera for actual carrying itself, because carrying itself, everybody at Shabbos knows you don't carry on Shabbos.
My problem is the gzera, as I'm highlighting a screen that no one can see, is that it's zimin d'nafil. You'd have to be carrying it in the first place for it to fall down. This is not something that you...
But there are legal ways. There are legal ways of carrying stuff on Shabbos also. Zim and the Nafil, right? There are legal ways of carrying stuff on Shabbos.
But this is not one of them.
No, I understand, but there's a parallel kind of concept. But look, if you don't accept it, I get it. But
right. So one answer that we just heard a moment ago that we said last week from Howie, which we didn't point out all of the details of this then, which I'm just going to share my screen again, was, do you want to repeat yourself?
That the it's another act of caring. It's not an issue
another of, act of carrying. Very good. Where did we see that? We saw that in various gersos of the Gemara. It seems to be the pshat in certain Rishonim as well. If you look, by the way, I didn't point this out last week. I had it down on the source sheet, but I didn't actually point it out to you. Take a look at Rabbeinu Hananel. Pe'amim sheyipol hakisui utzricha le'amso. What is omes?
Load it back.
To load it, you're going to need to schlep it. I think that could be very much the case that, again, you need to carry extra. That's the chashash that we have here. It's a chashash of you're increasing your masui. I think that's what Rabbeinu Hananel is saying. And again, as we said, there are various yourselves that had that as well. Another answer that we gave was from the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes said it could be a gzera according to the opinion which says carrying shalolit sorech is actually chayav mida oraisa on Yontif. We're worried that you're going to carry something shalolit sorech, like this cover when it's not being used to cover the barrel, carrying it is shalolit sorech completely, and it's going to be an isra d'oraisa even on Yontif. There's one answer that I didn't get a chance to get to last week because I was in a hurry to get through the Me'iri, which is going to be what we're going to get back to discussing today. And that is found in a girsa that I wasn't able to find in, again, the manuscripts that we have. But if you look at the Hagos Meharav Ranchburg, or Betzalel Ranchburg, writes the following. Okay? Can you all see this on the screen here? Meharav Ranchburg, do you want me to zoom in on it because it's extremely small? That's probably a good idea. Okay, one moment. Okay, can everybody see it a little better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Zakt Rav Betzalel Ranchburg. Gemara. Zimnin d'naf avasi lesuye, nichtav v'tzido. Ayin maharam lublin, d'lo garas zeh. V'ayin chita mekubetzes. D'garas zimnin d'mitvar v'asi l'isuye. Then he says chita mekubetzes, which I don't remember seeing outright this answer, but he says some have the girsa of zimnin d'mitvar. What does d'mitvar mean?
Right.
Hebrew?
Right.
It breaks, right? Shavar, taf and shin are interchangeable. That maybe it breaks, v'asi li'isuye. And you might come to schlep it. Ushvarim asurin mitzad tiltol. And the pieces would be an iser, not because of the gzera that you might come to carry, but rather because of the iser of muktza. If you have something that is completely unusable, and granted, it would have to become completely unusable, but if it's in fact completely unusable, In such a case, it would actually be aser to pick up. It would be aser to move. It would be mukta. And therefore, he says, that's what we're saying here, that maybe it's going to break and you're going to have to carry mukta. Now, again, it's kind of schwer to say this. Why? I hear people already interjecting.
I'm just wondering whether mukta is nageya and yontif, not according to everybody, anyways.
Right. So I think the way that this may be within certain shittos, but let's assume that it's a given that there is some type of mukta that when something is completely unusable, we're going to see mukta later on in the Amud. That's the truth. I don't want to spoil too much here. But assume that if something is completely unusable, that it would be considered mukta on yontif. I think that's fair. There is a lot to discuss, obviously, about mukta on yontif, and a lot of it you've seen. What's the status of nolad on yontif? And we're going to get really the next sugya after the two dots is all about mukta. And again, God willing, we'll be able to get to that either through the summer or the beginning of next year, if I get a chance to continue with you guys, Emir Sashem. But either which way, that I thought was another interesting way to look at this issue, that it was an issue of tiltul mukta as opposed to an issue of, some sort of carrying. Now, let's go back to
our... Why would you think it would break? I mean, you could argue the same thing like you were saying before. Well, then they can't carry anything because something might break. Or is there something special about this top of this kli that makes it break?
Well, clearly it's not something that they were usually carrying on it, right? Because we say, maybe you're bringing this along as a shinui. So my guess is either that it doesn't fit so well or something like that. But it's clear that this was not like a regular cover that you put on everything, because otherwise it wouldn't be a shinui.
I think the reason you wouldn't worry is because Shomer Barsayim Hashem.
Very good. Anyways, so last time, what we saw was the Mi'iri. So I'm just going to read back the Mi'iri. It's source number Beis on the sheet. And I'm going to fight tooth and nail to defend my read of the Mi'iri by showing you something far more shocking in Rabbeinu Nachman ben HaRamban. Says the Mi'iri, one more time, we're going to read the first line of the Mi'iri. Yomikol makom. Nevertheless, says Mi'iri, kol sheyesh b'shinuyo chashash shema yavo lidei avera. If you're in your shinoi, there's a chashash that you might come to do an avera. Noach lo shelo yishana, and it's better for the person that he should just not do it. Velo yachnis atzmo lidei safek, and he shouldn't, enter into a case of safek. Hilkach mashmi yotzos leshov, etc. From the Mi'iri's language, as I argued last week, it seems to me, at the very least, that the Mi'iri is not saying these are necessarily legitimate gzeros that have to fit in with halacha. He's saying if someone is uncomfortable doing a particular shinui because it may lead to an avera, better not to do the shinui, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Therefore, even though it's true, you might not be able to find an actual iser de oraisa that you can trace this back to create some sort of gzera. Nevertheless, that's what the Gemara is saying. You don't need to make a shinui because you're worried you might do an iser de rabbanan, because you're worried you might do this, you might do that, you might do the next. So therefore, says the Mi'iri, you don't have to do it. Now, I'm not going to deny that the Mi'iri himself does come up with deoraisas, which can happen, right? If you look even at this last line here, v'tavol kosher kesher shel kayama, right? He even says it's possible to come to deoraisa in the case of time. I'm not denying the Mi'iri says there could be deoraisas here. I'm simply saying the Mi'iri's point is that even if there wouldn't be, and even though these aren't actual gezeros that we say, nevertheless, a person has the right to say that is considered im-ef sharlishanos. I don't want to put myself in a situation where I might do an avera just to do a shinui here. And because a shinui is not really required, as we said, therefore we're going to let you off the hook. It's not ef sharlishanos here. And I said this would be a very low bar for what im-ef sharlishanos meant. Now, people disagreed with me strongly last week for a few reasons, other than the fact that, A, virtually all the other rishonim that we saw seem to be saying much harsher things and trying to find deoraisa reasons for each of these gzeros. In addition to the fact some of you didn't like the read of the Mi'iri, and also it's very hard misfara to say that really Yefer Lashanos is when you, an Am Haaretz, or in those days, again, women who were probably not very learned in these halachos would be concerned they're going to do an avera. People really didn't like that read, and that's fine. That's why we learned Torah together, and that's why I propose these things, and you say, absolutely not. Then I was looking to see how other people explain this sugya, so I went to some sources that I don't usually look in. I really went on a deep dig. So normally I go through a lot of the Mefarshim on Bar Ilan, sometimes even all of them on a particular sugya, just to look through briefly to see what they say, you know, not to, properly go through every single Rishon, obviously, but to look through. And here I went further to other sources. And for that, I'm going to present you what you see in source number Dalet, Chidushei Ben Haramban. I saw someone quoting this Chidushei Ben Haramban. I was wondering, what is Chidushei Ben Haramban? So the Ramban's name was Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Nachman. Okay, that's why he's known as Nachmanides. That's why, because his father's name was Nachman, his name was Moshe. And in good Sephardi fashion, he named his son after his father, right? So he had a son named Rabbeinu Nachman. And if you look over here, I brought you the Shem HaGedolim entry because it says a few interesting things about Rabbeinu Nachman, the son of the Ramban. They say, Retoras Adam Shel Ramban, which is his amazing work on Yoredeah-related things, mourning, things like that. Retoras Adam, Sham Nidfis HaHaksam Shekasav HaRamban Livno Rav Nachman Beseder Kedusha V'Anava. At the end, there's this letter printed there about Kedusha and Anava. V'Yivtichon, he promised him, Shebeyom Sheikra Osa Ya'anehu Min HaShemayim, on the day that he reads it, he's going to be answered from Shemayim. Good reference to last week's parsha. It goes on and on. What's he referring to?
Yigeras HaRamban.
Yigeras HaRamban. So Yigeras HaRamban was written to his son Rabbeinu Nachman. I guess that's good. There's a story that floats around. I think it's from the Kavayasha originally, that one of the Ramban's kids was not actually from him, and therefore he went off to Derech, and a whole story. We're not going to get into that now. Other people bring this. But certainly that was not Rabbeinu Nachman. He seems to have had another son, maybe also someone named Reb David. But anyways, he says, you know, if you jump over here, V'ra'isi, the last line of the Shema Gedolim of the Chida, V'ra'isi chidushei meseches beitzak sav yad leven haramban, U'maisi tader divrei mar aviv haramban. And he says, I saw Chidushim on Beitza from one of the sons of the Ramban. Presumably, he's associating this with Rabbeinu Nachman, the one who's the recipient of the Igeras HaRamban. And in fact, these Chidushim were published a little later than the Chidah, you know, maybe 100 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever it was, called Chidushei Ben HaRamban or Chidushei Rabbeinu Nachman Ben HaRamban L'Meseches Beitza. So this is a legitimate sefer. This is not a forgery of a maskil. Who was about to say something?
Yeah, so you mentioned that there was a son, David. Is this the Rabbeinu David on Psachim?
I don't know. I don't think so. I just saw that briefly. I didn't get a chance to fully look into this. I did try to find as much as I could about Rabbeinu Nachman. And the two main things that came out were he wrote Chidushei Ben Ramban, and he is the recipient of Igeras HaRamban. So that's mainly what. There are other things as well that other people quote him here and there, but mainly these are the main pieces of information. Again, I don't know if Kiddush Rabbeinu David is Rabbeinu David Ben HaRamban. Now, what's very interesting is, and I know we did the Maharav Ransburg first, but I'm going to tell you that I told, you know, but we'll skip over it when we get there. Says the Ben HaRamban, which is a legitimate sefer. It's bring stuff from the Ramban. It's taken seriously by really anybody who learns Beitza. You know, I've seen it quoted in a few places, a few other places. Somebody even said the Yad Malachi has a rule from the Knesset Agadola that when the Orchos Chaim, which I forget who was the one who was the expert in Orchos Chaim, was that you, Alan, with two L's?
Yeah. Well, I have a safer, but that's all I can say.
So the, right, the Mechon Yerushalayim one?
Yeah.
So I wonder if they bring this in there, but there's a theory from the Knesset Agidola that Ran in the Orchos Chaim obviously cannot refer to Ran, the Rishon that we call the Ran, because he lived after him, but rather it refers to, you know, a number of possible people. One of the possible people that's listed is Rabbeinu Nachman Ben HaRamban. Anyways, interesting to know, a little piece of trivia. So there you got that. Now, says the Ben HaRamban, after I built this all up so much, what does that mean? That's the Gemara's quote. Klomar, says the Ramban, what do you mean, Timnin denafil v'asi li isuye? This is Yantif here. What chashash of isuye? Listen to what he says. Klomar, v'kevan shekein, and if it's going to fall down, lo ho lo klum hashinui. The shinui won't have helped you at all. V'kevan she'eno mo'elo, ein mishanin. And since it could be that this shinui won't actually work, you don't have to be mishane. So this just blows everything out of the water. And he says, b'chein nefarish dimne demifsek basil l'isuyeh, b'chein hanachon. He says, what's pshat in this sugya? What does it mean, basil l'isuyeh? If you're going to have to end up carrying it anyways, so forget about the shinui. If there is a chance, says the Ben Haramban, that this shinui won't work, that's considered yesher l'shanos. You don't have to make a shinui if it could be that it won't work.
Except that doesn't work with the sudar. In other words, we go back to the other case.
Yeah.
We could say the exact same thing, and then you wouldn't need to use a sudar.
So that is an excellent question. Various achronim, and I think maybe even some rishonim as well, really ask that question in general. If we're going to say zimne d'nafa vasili suye, and we'll see this a little bit later, why don't we say that about the sudar too? Why isn't the same chashash, whatever it is? That's not a question on him. It's a question on everybody. If you're going to say zimne d'nafa vasili suye about the cover, why don't you say the same thing about the sudar? And that's a very legitimate question. And there are answers to that question, which we're going to get to. I think on the simplest level, the sudar was like a sheet which went over the whole thing. This was like a little cover which was balancing on top. This was much more likely, whereas the sudar was just not going to fall off. Okay? Now, if this pshat that he's saying is to be taken seriously, that is a way more lenient approach than what we were reading in the Meiri. Not only does he say it's not an actual gzeira, he doesn't even say it's any sort of concern of negativity. He just says it might not work. So in such a case, I mean, it's very reasonable then to go back to the Meiri Misfara at the very least and say, hey, the Meiri is practically a big machmir here on what Yesher L'shanos means. So I think this on its own is an interesting approach to say that if a shinui may not work as a shinui, you don't have to do it. But Kal Vachomer, to say if there's a reason why you don't want to do it, you could argue that that is more than enough to say that is considered Yesher L'shanos and you wouldn't have to do it. However, I wanted to add a few comments on him. First of all, does anybody see a very interesting girsa that he had in the Gemara? Anybody notice a girsa change that he has that we don't have, that I didn't mention last week, that I didn't see until now? I saw it before the shir. I prepared it for the shir.
Look at it more.
You can look at you want me to put up the Gemara on the screen? I would think you want me to have the Ramban son on the screen.
I have it. I see. Okay.
So here's the Gemara for you if you want, whoever was requesting it. Sorry, I couldn't hear who it was. And I cannot see you.
I see.
Did anybody see it yet? He has an extremely unique gear set that we didn't see anywhere else, which may explain why he takes this shita.
Is it the Nachtama or Gachtama?
No, that was actually probably me copying it out of Otzara Chachma and assuming that their character recognition worked.
Yeah.
Even if so, I don't think that's a significant change. If you look at the end here, he says, "V'chein nefarish zim de mifsak v'asti leisuye." What does our Gemara say?
Switch.
Zim de mifsak v'asti
lemiktere.
What does lemiktere mean?
To tie it.
What does leisuye mean?
To carry it.
So it could be that this girsa was what led the Ben Ramban to come up with the shita. Why? This would be very bizarre as a gzera. Imagine I told you the following.
Right. One to the right, right?
Sorry?
The right, and here's nothing to right there, really.
Is it right. I mean, you're talking about a case where basically, Li Suya, we already said we had an issue with, even with Zimnin did not feel Vasi Li Suya, which is an our Gemara. This line is an our Gemara. This line is not an our Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine we were having a conversation and you suggested to me, well, maybe just cover it with the cap. And I'm saying, oh no, maybe it's going to fall and then you're going to come to carry it. So you respond to me and you say, so tie it. And I'm like, but maybe it's going to break and you're going to come to carry it. Well, isn't that what you were trying to tell me? You're tying it on so it doesn't fall down? I mean, that is literally the answer to the question. It's a very broken conversation. It's a very broken chashash to say that, like, not only are we worried it's going to fall, but worried that the string's going to break and it's going to fall. Really, do we make such a gzera? So it could be that's why he felt forced to say that va'asili suye maybe means, you know, something that's relevant in both cases, that it's not actually a physical gzera that will apply to other places, but rather that you might have to come to take it. You might just be carrying it normally. I'm not sure. I don't think that's necessarily, but I thought it was something worth pointing out that maybe could contribute. But at the bottom line is, this Chiddush Ben Arman is a huge Chiddush to tell you that Vim Efshar Lashanos can even be interpreted as if you're worried that your Shinoi might not work and it might not actually stay as it is. In such a case, you're off the hook. Okay, so Adkan, we have three or four, as we said, different good reasons as to how we can explain the line of Zimna Denafel Vasili Isuye. I wanted to get back. There is a Magen Avraham, which we saw last week, which was actually quoted here, if you look, in the Hagos Ma'arav Ronsberg. This last line, he writes, V'ayin Magen Avraham Simtaf Kukut Sifkatan Tez Zayin. And we saw it last week briefly. It's going to be brought again in the El Yoraba that we're going to see over here. Or in one of these sources here. Anyways, to summarize, the Magen Avraham brought, there we are, it is brought right over here. The Magen Avraham said, quoted from the Yamshel Shlomo, who said, I don't get it. How come these gzeros aren't brought by the poskim to say that it's usher to be Mishana in such a case? And the Magen Avraham said, because we shouldn't even be goris them, you know, it's not legitimate, etc., etc., etc. Says the El Yoraba, first couple of lines here are not really relevant to our sugya so much. Again, he goes through, just to remind us of last week, based on Tosfos and Rashi, again, Nifros Ale, when is it that you're allowed to put on a baguette? He says, Mairi Biyayin, you're only allowed to put a baguette on, you're only allowed to put a suitor on it when it's carrying wine. De lo gazrin on Shema Yischot. Because we're not gozer Shema Yischot, as Tosfos pointed out. Why? Because that's only dash, and it's going into the ground, so it's not dash, and only with water would it be an issue of Malabi. Oh, afilu b'mayim u'klisha pivtzar. Also another suggestion that Tosfos gives, if it's not going to fall out, if it's not going to be a chashash of sita for that reason. Beger aser lifros alav afilu b'mayim shari, okay. Something which is meant to be there, that's fine. V'ayin simichin yutesef yod, v'rashi v'shav zafim kles, pirish demai b'rudavar yavish. Basically a summary of what we saw last week. Let's get to our section over here. First he quotes the Gemara in Beitza, which we saw. And then he's going to quote the Yamshel Shlomo that the Magen Avraham quoted. Garcina Mevesa Daf Lamed Amanalf. Ani Nashi Devan Chetzvayomai Avlo Mishanyan. And again, there's typos here. I don't know what's going on here. How appropriate a typo, Mishagyan. Anyways, Velo Mishagyan. Mishum Delo Efshar. Techasti Benach Tamazim Nenaf Vasil Lesuya. Tekatri Zim Nevesek Vasil Mikterei. Tifros Udre Yilav Zim Nevesek Vasil Lesuchitad Khan. Okay, so he quotes our Gemara again. Hopefully by now most people are familiar with that. Because of Yamshel Shlomo, Perek Tel Tzim and Aleph. Sham inan mizeh, says Yamshel Shlomo, shelo yechasu osan bikisui shelahen. You're not supposed to cover your jugs when you're carrying them on Yantiv with their kisui. Utimihani, says Yamshel Shlomo, lama ishmito amichabrim. Why didn't Shulchan Aruch write about this iser to cover the jugs with their cover? Because maybe you're going to come to schlep it. Why didn't the Mechabrim write all these Yisurim? Umagen Avraham Kasav, and the Magen Avraham writes, Delo garsinan zimnin denafil, ela techas yivanachzun zimnin demifsak. Vechinu b'shavis davkot memches. And he says, the Magen Avraham, as we spoke about at length last week, says that that's just not the right gears of the Gemara. They're not going to tell you you can't cover it. You know why? Because it is mutter to cover it. We're not worried you're going to come and move it. Moving it is fine on Yantif, schlepping it is fine. He says the truth is the Gemara also has that gears up. Gam hiksha al girsa senu, ma bekachim yisaenu. Hello, hotza muteres beyantif. Says, and even so, what's the issue? Ubiprat bekli hatzarech lo. And especially here, says the El Yoraba, and this is where we really stomped last time. We said, bichlal, you might be able to argue according to the Geonim, which Ashita Mekubetza said. Right, again, the Shita Mekubetza said, according to the Gaonim, carrying Shalol Tzorech is Asar on Yantif Mido Raisa. So he says, therefore, you can make a Gzera that you might come to carry this, and it's going to be Shalol Tzorech. But Frek the Magen Avraham, it is Litzorech. This is the cover of your jug. He says, in my opinion, what's the answer to this? A big chiddush. If you're only bringing this cover, not because you need it for its actual use, but because you're doing it as a shinoi, that's nechshav shelo letzorech.
But if you're doing it for its actual use, it's not a shinoi. You're
correct.
Yourself in the corner.
Correct. So what does he mean by that?
Well, if he says that, then you shouldn't be able to take the top. You shouldn't be able to carry the jug with the top of the.
Excellent point. Excellent point. What's the answer to that question? That was exactly what I was going to ask, man. What's the answer? Anybody want to volunteer an answer?
Your shirt's going to fall off, or it's out of fit, or I don't
know. No, when it's on, it is lemaisa serving some purpose. It is covering the water, tachlis. So it's very hard to say. Even if you're going to say that shinui itself is not enough, nevertheless, if it's actually physically serving a purpose, how could you say that shelo letzorech?
So then it's not only for shinui, so then you can carry it.
Correct, but that's the chashash of the Gemara, that maybe it's going to fall off and you're going to carry it in your hand.
Okay, so what's the matter with carrying it in your hand? If I have a box and the top falls off, and it belongs to the box, I decide to carry them separately, is there an issur there?
Yes. Hotzah shelo letzorech.
No. What do you mean shelo letzorech? I happen now to be carrying it, the top of the box in my hand. But it has a tzorech to put on the top of the box.
Right.
I just choose now not to put it back on.
Right, so that's not an issue. But if the whole point of why you would ever put it on would to be for a shinui, then he says it's shelo letzorech. That's what he's trying to say here.
I agree, but I think there's shelo letzorech even if it's already on. Uh-huh. Why do we need for shinui?
Again, it's hard for me to say that something shelo letzorech if it's physically being used at that point in time to do something. That was the way I read this El Yoraba. I did have the same question, but I think it's legitimate to say that if it's actually serving its purpose on top, you can't call it shelo letzorech. As soon as it comes off, though, and the whole reason why you had it in the first place was to do a shinoi, you could call it shelo letzorech. That's what I think he's trying to say, but...
What are you supposed to do with it if it falls off?
That's why you shouldn't be putting it on in the first place. That's what he's trying to argue. He's saying, don't put it on in the first place, because if it falls off, you'll be over shelo letzorech.
We're talking only something to do with the shinoi. I'm just following up on Sam's question. But if something is, let's say, the top of a box or something like that, then it can never be shelo letzorech.
Correct.
Okay.
This goes back to the Yom Shel Shlomo question.
That's what he's addressing. This is exactly what he's addressing.
The Yom Shel Shlomo is saying, why do we see a halacha that you can't carry a box with its covering?
Correct.
But presumably the answer is it's only if it's a box with its real covering, it's not a problem.
Correct.
It's this artificial covering that we can't do.
He is answering the kasha of the Magen Avraham on the Yom Shel Shlomo. Yom Shel Shlomo says there should be a gzera of shelo letzorech here. The Magen Avraham says no, there shouldn't. He says yes, there should, because you're only carrying it shelo letzorech.
But the Yom Shel Shlomo also asks, why don't we have that for every box top? Shaminan, he says shelo yechasu otav v'chisui shalahen.
He's talking about the water drying case.
He's talking about
I'm trying to pull it up for you, but he's talking about the water drying case. He's absolutely talking about that case. One moment. He's not talking about stem. He's talking about things that you are carrying that you wouldn't normally. Let's see if I can find the Amshul Shlomo here. Hopefully it was quoted letter by letter. Ooh. Let me see. Actually, I can pull it up on the side here. You guys are blocking over here. One moment. Yom Shel Shlomo. Chronim. Here we are. Here we are. Oops. Yeah. Says the Yom Shel Shlomo. Vishaminan mehai milsa. Everybody see? Over here. Vishaminan. Talking about this case. He's not talking about stam cases. I probably should have brought the whole thing on its own. This is the part that Dalia Rabba quoted, but he's absolutely talking about the cases of the Gemara. Okay. So this is the teretz of the Dalia Rabba to defend the Yamshel Shlomo. The ode. And he says, "Denachtem alechud kisheinu al hakar in tzorach bo." Says, anyways, you know, it's off. I think this is going together, though. I think that's what he's trying to say. It's very hard for me to believe that even when it's on top, that it should be an iser of shalol tzorach. The whole Gemara's question would be different. It just totally can't make sense that way. Umikol makom, but he admits, like we saw last week, Barashi muchach de logaris, and he says, "V'chein pirush marsha uvazeh nicha." And he's saying, you know, Lemaisa, it works because we're not choshesh for Asi Liyisuye over here. This works all with Rashi. And again, he makes reference to other cases, but basically, he says, according to Rashi, Rashi's Girsha makes sense. However, he then notes something very important, which I was going to bring directly. I figured, again, this citation is good enough. That's why I underlined something. Normally, I wouldn't underline in the middle of a source, even if I wanted to show emphasis. I might bold it or something. But this, I think, is another source that's very important to see, which validates entirely the Yamshel Shlomo. And Ach Temai says, the Temai dishtamid legidolim, and I think he means to the Yamshel Shlomo, right? The Yamshel Shlomo says, how could no one have brought this halacha? You know why? Because look in Avodas HaKodesh, the Elishono. Nashim hamim malim should be malos if we're trying to be grammatically correct. Mayim min hamayan lo yechasu esakad beveged shematipo vitavi osa biyada mirishus harabim lirishus hayachid. V'imtik shirena v'yakad pa'amim sheyafsik v'yav v'tavo l'dek shirad kan. Arem ivur degaris. So beveged, there's different gersos of the Avodas HaKodesh. I think not all of them. I could be wrong. You know, let's just take the read that he has. I'm not going to go too far off. The point is, the Rajba in Avodas HaKodesh says, brings this halacha, says, don't cover your jug with a beged because it might fall down and you might bring it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Whoa. He does bring it. On Yontif.
No, we're talking about Shabbat. Mendala.
No, we're talking about Yontif. You can't carry a jug from the riverside on Shabbos.
On Shabbos?
Yes. We're not talking about Shabbos. This is, again, I'll try to pull that up also as well.
I'm just asking, that's all.
Right, no, he's talking about Yontif.
Yeah, it's got to be Yontif. Otherwise, you can't carry it. Right.
We'll see if we can get the Rajba up over here. Avodas HaKodesh, Beis Moed. Right?
Yeah,
here's what I was talking about, the different yourselves. Men. Nashim ha'me malos mayim min ha'mayan. Lo yechasu esakad bebeged. Beis moed jar gimolos men. Women, when they're filling up, lo yechasu esakad bebeged. Shema titval oso b'mayim v'tavol lidei schita. Maybe it's going to get dunked in the water and there's going to be a case of concern of schita, which is the final concern of the Gemara. V'chein lo techase b'chisuyo. Shema yipal v'tavi oso b'yad ha'mershus ha'ram l'shus ha'yachid. Says the Rajba, Paskins, all three yourselves of the Gemara, we're worried she's going to bring it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, and we're worried she's going to tie it, and we're worried she's going to squeeze it. So this very much vindicates the Yamshel Shlomo. You have a Rajba saying exactly what the Yamshel Shlomo wanted him to say. Now, again, based on the girsa of the El Yoraba, he says, right, he has lo yechas, he skips out a line. He says, lo yechasu esakad bebeged shematipo. So he has an issue with the Gemara. He's saying, why does the Gemara say zimnin de mitzmash then? Right, he's saying, why does the Gemara, because he didn't have the Lashon of Schita altogether, but we have the Lashon of Schita. And his question is, the kash of Tosfos. Ve'o dimkein tikshikushrias Tosfos, v'ran, v'chein rashi, v'shas, dimati reprisas sudar. Saying, how come we don't have the same kasha? Maybe it will fall on the sudar itself. And he gives Meaning, this was the question that we asked earlier, that Howie asked earlier. He said, okay, in the Gemara, if there's really a chashash of zimnin, denafil vasili isuye, why don't we have that same chashash when it comes to the sudar? And he answers, "Efshar lechalig bein prisa shua pnei kula delo chayshinan l'shem anafol bein lechasos piyakad de chayshinan." And he gives the answer to mention earlier. He says, because if you're going to spread it out over the entire thing, that doesn't fall off. But if you're just covering with a little cover, that could fall off easily.
Okay. So I'm having a difficulty here with the wording. Are we being, and I'll be careful because you're recording this. Is it being women specific? In other words, it could have said halacha, that anyone that is filling up water from the well, this is the halacha.
Mm-hmm.
But they all go out of their way to make it specific to our case. That's nashi.
Not true. We saw one today, just a minute ago. What did the Yom Shel Shlomo have? I read this.
Yeah, but it said Avdei Yisrael and nashi.
Yeah.
Again, it's not talking about
Diber Behove. It wasn't the Balei HaBayis men who were going to draw the water. It's nothing. That's just the reality of those days.
Okay. I'm just saying, if it's a halakhic principle, then the same principle that we learned with the caring of the other things should be discussed regarding liquids. This has to do with liquids. It has nothing to do with the well or anything else.
Correct.
It's a difference between carrying dry things and wet things.
Correct.
Exactly. And so it should be a general, if this was the case, if that's correct, then mm-hmm. the halacha should be a general halacha of if you're carrying something that is dry, you put a sudar on it. If you are carrying something that is wet, you do not.
So I had understood that to be halacha, which applies to everybody, and that they were simply following the Lashon HaGemara here. And that's why I thought it was a good raya from Yom Shel Shlomo.
Okay, but again, he's... Okay. I feel there's a double, a different status regarding the people involved, and that is affecting the halacha in this specific case, or at least the way that it's being phrased.
It might be, there may be a difference about whether you're mocha b'yadam because of Hanach Yisrael.
You know? Well, that's going to be the next part of the Gemara. But the Gemara says that this is just a case of Yafra Lashanos.
Right, so you anchor it in the halacha, and once you have the constant, you know, that you discuss, so then you go move on to discuss the variable, which is who it is that's doing it, and you know, and if Diber Kehove, it's avadim and women who are usually not learned or not, you know, you can't rely on to listen to you necessarily, then. You know,
which gets back to what you said beforehand, where it's not a gzeira because there's an actual isur, but it's an issue of, it depends on the person and to them how easily they could do the shinui and how much of a bother it is. And if it's a bother, then they don't do it.
Right. I think that's legitimate. I don't think in the... I think... I'll say as follows. Again, certainly a good point.
I mean, it goes back to you're saying it's gender, it's knowledge specific and not exera.
Right. I think that's 100% legitimate. You could certainly make that argument, and one could argue that that is the meaning according to that shita, that it really is based on, you know, lesser learned people who may not be able to carry whatever the case is. And again, I'm being very careful, knowing that I'm recording this and I'm planning on posting this. I don't think there's anything, and I thank all of you for being very careful as well. But 100% that it is possible, and you'll see this in the next Gemara. V'hani nashi d'shaklan chitz vayu v'azlan v'yasmana puma d'mavua, and we say v'lomrin l'humo because mutav shiyu shogigin, because they're not going to listen, right? There definitely is that element there. Can it be pshat in the Meiri? Quite likely, quite possibly. Can it be pshat in certain other approaches? Maybe even the Ben Ramban? Quite likely. To say that it's pshat in this Rajba, when the Rajba is making it into so much of a gezeira,
right?
He's it's very hard for me to believe that it would be there would be a difference between men and women according to that shita alone. But I don't think that means you should throw it out the window. I think it's a valuable point for the other Rishonim.
Rashba bringing a different thing that I don't know. We didn't speak so much about it, but bringing it from the Rishis HaRab and the Rishis HaYachid and Yom Tov, right?
Right.
Not all the Rishonim hold that that's necessarily a Nisr, right? It's a Nisr according to him, right?
Well, I mean, that's what the question that we're struggling with is. Is it really an Isser according to anybody to bring something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on Yom Tov? It's a Letzorech, if it's a Letzorech, that's what we've been handling.
Right, so, you know, but that's what I want clarification. It sounds like he's making it more of a Gzera, right, than anybody else in some way.
Correct, and I do believe that's how he understands it, as a gzera. It would probably be in line with what we said, was pshat in the Gaonim, that it's a chashash of shalolet zorech, and shalolet zorech is an issue d'oraisa, but I have to check the Rajban on that circuit to see if he can hold that way.
But also you had the gzera of tying knots also, so in some ways maybe he's going to put it into that category.
Right, and tying knots, we said, could be an issue d'oraisa fairly easily, because you tie a kesher shel kayama.
And then you have the thing about the water and tzchita, right? So maybe
he's
doing the opposite of the Meiri in some ways.
Correct. That's how I understand the Rajba. I think that he is saying these are absolute gzeros, and that's what the Yamshur Shlomo is saying also. How come nobody said this? And the El Yerav goes forward and says, no, the Rajba said it. Anyways, that's what he's saying over here. I'm just going to go quickly to Shari Knesset Agadola with so few minutes left. It's astonishing to me how we keep on not finishing. Kasav v'sheyari knesset agedola. De'im hakisui kashur b'chevel o b'davar acher de'lo chayshinan l'nefila shari l'kulei alma. He says that which we said in the Gemara we're worried it's going to break, that's only if you have a little light connection, you tie it on a little string to make sure it stays on. But if you have it on a chain like we do, there's no problem in that case. Then it's completely mutter. There's a v'shasta n'al kasha. Lama necho shema shel lo yikshur be'erev Shabbos v'yikshur b'Shabbos. He says, why are we not worried that you're going to tie it on erev Shabbos and tie it on Shabbos? Gam tzarchi en madapirish Rashi kesher asu lahaskin demashma af she'enu shel kayama uve'emes kipan she'enu tzarch el l'Shabbos zo lo habe shel kayama. And he says the truth is, like, it's a little bit hard to understand, you know, like, are we really, you know, are we really worried you're not going to tie it properly on Erev Shabbos? Are we really, like, what's going on? He says, it's very hard to understand the sheet altogether. And he says, says, the truth is, it probably isn't Shel Kayama that we're concerned here. He has noted that this is not a legitimate Doraisa concern. He says, because how long is this being tied on for? It's being tied on for 3.5 minutes for Shabbos. It's not being tied on for multiple weeks. This is something that people don't use during the week. He says, nevertheless, Rashi and Shabbos seem to say it's Shel Kayama. He says, kind of hard to understand, in which case that might defeat the point of the Shiarei Knesset Agedola, that if you tied it on in a permanent way, it would actually be mutter. The Mamre Mordechai, which we're not going to get to read inside, actually flips this on the Shiarei Knesset Agedola. In this last paragraph here, which I'm going to summarize outside, he says, let's think of the case of the Gemara. In the case of the Gemara, you tied it with a little string. And what were we worried about? That you're going to come to tie it again if it breaks, if it falls off, if it undoes. That is a concern of an Isser Dirabana. Right? Because it's not something which is going to last forever. As you see, these knots are routinely untying. He says, according to the Shiarei Knesset Agedola, it's much worse. You're going to end up, if it breaks, tying a Kesher Shel Kayama, which is a Deoraisa. It's funny, I wouldn't have necessarily thought that's a raya, because you could say, well, the Shiarei Knesset Agedola is sure that it's not going to break because it's chained on. And the chains don't break so easily. Nevertheless, he has this kasha here, and like you see the language that he uses, you gotta love it, right? It says listen to this. V'achar yishtach. Yishtachti lifnei afros raglav hakdoshim lo yadana maika amar. Says, after I'm finished bowing down to his holy feet, I don't know what he's talking about. Davad yom rinan, right, Big Mar, tiktere zimnin demesek vazi lemiktere. Upeirish rashi v'kesh shol kayama hu du av malacha. And he says, "V'nimsa delefimash mizbar lemalam avurz begavna shehitzer harafas sheyare who yoser chamor miyashasar rashal dehakisheinu kasher leikel meichashal and afila lasuyi biadaim displeit sanheter." Says, because if it's untied, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to come to carry it. Well, if you're coming to carry it, you know, that's probably okay according to half the Rishonim. It says, V'ilu bekashur, but if we're worried you're going to tie kashur, yama yesh lachosh l'malacha gemura, v'isura baru b'shas, l'chein das haravzal plia mimeni. He really doesn't like the Shirak Nesek. Well, anyways, a cute line. But his point is to say that if we contrast, and this is really a kashur which we have to ask on the Gemara, if indeed the question of asi li'isuye is only that at worst you'll do an iser d'rabbanan, but when it comes to tying, you're going to do an iser d'oraisa, why should the Gemara suggest tying it? That's going to get you in a worse situation. And that, too, may be a reason why some of the Rishonim felt forced to try to bring a legitimate d'oraisa backing for the Dilma Asa Li Suye. Right? It would be like me telling you, you know, you have something that's an iser d'rabbanan to eat. And I'm saying, oh, it's true, that's bishul akum. So why don't you eat pork? What kind of business is this? You never say that. You never say as a solution to eating bishul akum, you should eat pork. That's ridiculous. That's exactly the question over here of the Ma'amar Mordechai on the Shirak Nesek Gedolah. He says, according to the way that he's understanding it, and really according to the simple pshat of Rashi, if you don't say that Rashi wasn't Goris the first part, why would we tell someone to tie on the cover when that could lead to an Isser D'Oraisa, if not tying on the cover at worst could lead to carrying on Yantif, which is maybe a Durabanan according to those Shittos? I think that's a very important question. I do think that affects why different Rishonim, why you have the Rajbo who says everything's D'Oraisa, essentially, and everything should be an Isser, and Rashi who takes out altogether the Chashash of carrying. With that here, again, there's a whole back and forth, getting back to our earlier point of what's
that case says specifically.
Yes.
Sir, that case says specifically Shabbat. In other words, the case where he's talking about tying the knot, he is talking about Shabbat, not Yontif. And so either, whether it's tied, it saves you from the possibility of carrying Rishud Harabim on Shabbat. And by tying it, it would save you from that. So tying is actually a solution. We're not talking about Yontif.
Shabbos, but it can't, as we said before, it can't be talking much. I know he uses the language of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. That must just be a figure of speech because, again, you can't be carrying it all together on Shabbos.
Well, okay.
It must be a figure of speech. I know that sounds odd, but there are people here that will back me up. This just can't be a case of Shabbos because you can't be carrying a barrel then. It's just an Isser D'Oraisa already. It's strange that he used that. He should have said Yontif and Erev Yontif. What can I say up there in the Elia Rabbah? But that's just the reality. I'm sorry.
What's the last one say? The big day yesh.
So I said we don't really have time for that. But basically, he questions as to what might be considered shelo litzarach and litzarach. Oh, you know what? Is everybody okay to read it?
Yeah.
Because I know we started a little bit late. But I don't want to keep people on a long night. So anybody's welcome to leave now. I'm not holding anybody here, but. Says the Big Day Yesha. The Big Day Yesha deals with a bigger question in the Magen Avraham, which is a beautiful, beautiful pilpul. He says, right, Yifraslan, Baget, Sarchian, Mabikach, right? This was the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Imisan, Allah, it's Armut, Taras, Beyonce, Fel Yerava, Machsha, Allah, right, which we saw above. Me'achash, in Sarach, Lohim, Kenim, Hotzi, Avalei, Shalol, Litzarech, Vezevanai, Aser. Right? And again, we quoted El Yerava saying it's Shalol, Litzarech. And he writes to defend the Magen Avraham, which is a little bit what we were saying earlier, mainly the argument. Aval divrei Magen Avraham nechonim dezeh lo mikri hotza shelo litzorech meachar shetzorech lo lechasos mipnei kvod yantif shelo yirenu nosei lehebia imkein tzorech lo mikri afal pishe nos abiyado kishe yizkar yechasenu v'havei tzorech ktsas.
And that's according to all the Rishonim.
Sorry?
I said that all the tzorech ktsas means that all the Rishonim agree that that's not hotza.
Correct. And this is exactly what a couple of you suggested. You said, again, if it's a regular box, again, there is a ksorah here. If you look, the part of the Maamar Mordechai that we skipped is very clever. Again, if you have the time to read it, I'm not going to continue on with this next week. But you can take a chance to read through it. A very interesting way that he deals with the Magen Avraham as well. And he says, you know, it's great that the Magen Avraham is going with one sheet to here, brings a steer in Magen Avraham. It's a beautiful construction. And I wish we would have had time to see it. The last thing I wanted to say, and this was a slight chiddush. We'll see. I don't think this is what he intended, but I think this is important to say nevertheless. Let's look back at the Maharav Ranjburg. His last line here, V'ayin b'magen Avram sim tashkuf yosef katan tes zayin. That magen Avram is the magen Avram we've been dealing with. So on a simple pshad, what he's saying is there are three ways to answer this Gemara. The first one is, right, we said we had a kasha, how can that be? One answer is to not be gorasit. A second answer is that it's an isra of muksa. And a third answer is what the magen Avram said, which there is discussed by all the achronim, is it actually a concern of hotza amamish, right? So I think that's what he's trying to say. But what I thought was, it actually turns out that you can come up with a tremendous chiddush from these words. That if he quotes back to the girsa of the, what he quotes from the Shita Mikubetzes, that zimnin dimisvar v'asi li'isuye, that maybe it's going to break and you're going to bring it, all of a sudden we can answer the kasha of the Magen Avram and of the Big Day Yesha and all of these people say it is litzorech. Because if the thing's broken, then it's mamish alo litzorech yantif. So that I don't think that's what Rav Tzal Ranjburg was intending, and B'Mechilas Kvodo, if he was, I apologize to him, but certainly he inspired this. And I think that that's a very good way, if we uphold this gear, says Zimn in the mitzvah Vasi Lisuye, then that's mamish a concern of Shelo Litzorech on Yantif, and that solves our problem of it being Litzorech, you can carry it, it's for the Shinoi, it's for his Kavod, it's for the top. I think that solves all of our questions. Have a wonderful night. Happy to continue to take questions and points for anybody who's interested.